Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but that's okay. I got Evan on the board helping me out. You are listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. And Evan, you know, got a little Foo Fighters there. They swept the rock categories last night at the Grammys. So
That's bittersweet.
Yes, it is bittersweet. There was a number of tributes. I didn't watch the whole program last night, but there was a number of tributes to Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of the Foo Fighters, as well throughout yesterday's awards ceremony. And so, yeah, bittersweet for sure. Gone too soon, 50 years old. Taylor Hawkins, drummer of the Foo Fighters. So rest in power to him. Been listening to the Foo Fighters pretty much on a rolling repeat since that news broke two weekends ago. But got that playing for Taylor Hawkins, and the Grammys were interesting. You know, as far as I could tell, no slap seven, so the entire world doesn't have to talk about that conversation this Monday morning throughout the week. But it's interesting to see, you know, back in the... Apparently the award ceremony was in Vegas instead of L.A., so L.A. still's got... limits on the types of events that they can hold in person.
I know that's not the lead here, but that's sort of interesting. That's kind of interesting.
I found it interesting too. But it is, I guess that's the way it is now. You're going to have, as COVID numbers kind of wax and wane everywhere around the country, you're going to have outbreaks in certain areas, and you're going to have the responsible parties that and municipalities that will be like, well, I don't think that's safe to do right now. And that's what LA decided, but Vegas was more than welcome to host the Grammys.
Yeah. That whiplash, man, that's part of what we'll be fighting for a long time.
It's going to be cyclical, and it's going to happen pretty much like clockwork with the seasons. I think that that's the best that I can attribute to my congestion last week is just the seasonal change. And not only is it the common cold and the flu season now, but it's going to be COVID season, and that's just going to be something that we're going to have to adjust to. But something that I find still fascinating, and I'm going to be taking your calls all hour long, 844-967-2789. I got the study that can Fox News viewers, be deprogrammed, because it is an interesting aspect, because they've had the news tag, and Evan, I grew up with teachers in high school that told me it was like through government and political science classes that Fox News was the fair and balanced news service, and that was what you had to tune into to get your information if you were in the poli-sci classes and the government classes.
Sure, yeah.
And just the fact that it has swung as far right as it has, and you're actually seeing results that if somebody that is an avid Fox News viewer tunes into CNN for just 7 hours a week, 7 hours a week, that's 1 hour a day to get your news coverage, that can drastically alter the reality that they see due to the news that's being pumped to them. And so I find that fascinating, taking your calls on it all hour long, 844-967-2789. But like I noted, I was out last Friday. I want to catch up on a couple of the headlines that I missed as well. I want to kick off this first one of Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Got the story last week, and I had planned on talking about it with Brian before he kicked me out of the studio and told me to go home and rest up. But the headline is Republicans inject more than $70,000 into Wisconsin school board races in divisive election season. So, and I think this goes hand in hand with the way that the Fox News is pumping out to its viewers how the Republican Party is using that echo chamber that Fox News and other conservative media outlets take full advantage of. And so Republicans are pumping in the infrastructure, campaign infrastructure dollars to match some of the faux outrage that is being put forth on these conservative media chambers as well. So reading from the piece, it is by Rory Linane over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin state and county Republican parties have invested more than $70,000 in candidates for school board elections around the state, while the Democratic Party spending fell under $10,000, according to a Journal Sentinel analysis of finance reports filed with the state. So just a friendly reminder to everyone, including you, Evan, if you haven't got the chance yet, tomorrow is election day in Wisconsin, April 5th. We got our spring election going on. Polls open at, I believe, 8 a.m., go till 7 p.m. Excuse me, I might have that flipped. I believe it's 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. But I will correct that in the next break. But we got Election Day here in Wisconsin tomorrow. The school board candidates, again, reading back to the piece, school board candidates are on the ballot April 5th in nearly every district, excluding Milwaukee, where board members were elected last year. The heavy party involvement comes as leading Republican candidate for governor Rebecca Clayfish touts educational issues as the top of her platform, riding a national wave of conservative backlash over COVID-19 precautions, specialized support for LGBT students and students of color, and curriculum that addresses race, gender, and sexual orientation. Clayfish herself has endorsed more than 100 school board candidates, while her political action committee has, separately from the Republican Party, donated $150 to about a dozen school board campaigns. So, Evan, this is just the fascinating aspect of it as well. You got the propaganda that I would say, because that's what Fox News is pumping out there. You got the propaganda that Fox News is pumping into people's homes and the news viewing habits that they have. If they believe that Fox News is what was the fair and balanced news source for them, that's where they go to. But Fox News is shaping their views, as we've seen from this study that we dove into. But then you've got it to back it up. The Republican Party of Wisconsin and county parties around the state are now pumping in more than $70,000 into this spring's school board elections as well, on issues that, as we've covered in previous shows, folks, the people sending their kids to public school are happy with their public schools. The outrage around public schools and public education in Wisconsin is being pumped in from people that do not send their kids to public school and these media chambers on the right, including Fox News.
I believe this is sort of it's a finesse. I think they failed to get people to motivate people to run for actual local offices. There's something about talking about children in danger that just gets people going.
They stoke
this is
fear.
A practice run.
They
this
stoke to, fear, to and then they're finding the candidates and they're donating the parties are donating to these candidates.
Yeah.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian, taking your calls 844-967-2789. Got a quick break, but we will be right back taking your calls.